no longer are we testing things by the Bible. Instead, what happens is that anybody who opposes the vision that God gave to the CEO pastor, that person is absolutely standing in the way of God, and they've got to go because they are in sin by contradicting God's vision that he gave to Pastor so-and-so. That comes from the corporate world. Listen, if you work for Microsoft and you're a programmer at Microsoft and the only thing you could ever do all day long is complain about how sucky Windows is and say, I wish I worked for Apple, that's a guy that needs to go, okay? That person doesn't belong working for Microsoft. The problem is that we're not a business, and allegiance is not based upon whether or not somebody is buying into some supposed vision that a pastor had. I mean, for heaven's sakes, maybe he was just having low blood sugar, and if he had an orange, the vision would have disappeared. You know, instead, Christ himself is the king of the church, and he's given us his mission and vision statement, and we don't have the rights to make our own. His mission and vision statements are basically found in Luke 24 and Matthew 28, respectively. When we talk about go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and in Luke 24, he says, go and proclaim repentance and the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name. When you take the two endings to Luke and to Matthew, you have a perfect, in the corporate sense of the word, mission and vision statement given by Jesus. We don't have a right to go making up our own or claiming that it's from God. That is blasphemy and the sin of basically taking the Lord's name in vain.